Hello there, and welcome to The Deep Dive.
And a very warm welcome from me, too.
We're Teacher Mari.
And Teacher Paulo. We're your guides today from Academia BSB.
So today, we're taking a really close look, a deep dive into your class notes.
That's right, from Group T253's English Conversation course. Specifically, the notes from June 30th, 2025.
And this dive is all about your recent lesson. You covered greetings, didn't you? And prepositions of time and your daily routine. Really important stuff.
Absolutely. Mm. And for anyone new listening, Academia BSB, well, we're an online English school. English is a second language.
Our job, our mission really, is to help you find your way in English. We try to make things that seem complicated, simple, and hopefully quite enjoyable.
We do that with our online classes and also with these, you know, these detailed class notes, just like the ones we're looking at today.
And we have to say a very special congratulations to you listening now.
Yes, indeed. You really are doing so well. So keep listening to these deep dives. They really help.
They do. And please remember your academic sheet. Use it to do a handwritten review of these class notes.
It sounds simple, but writing it down by hand, it really helps the knowledge to, well, settle in your mind.
Like tending a garden, isn't it? Helping things grow strong.
Exactly. So, what's our plan for today? We're not just going to read the notes back to you.
No, definitely not. We want to pull out the really key bits, the useful insights from each section.
We'll look at new words, of course, and how to say them clearly. Very important.
And how to use them in sentences. We'll even look at a bit of grammar again.
Think of it like finding the hidden path in a magical forest, leading you to new discoveries in English.
Lovely. We want to show you how it all connects, building your confidence. So, first things first.
Vocabulary.
Yes. Let's open that door to the world of words. Building your vocabulary, it's like, well, gathering ingredients for a magic potion, maybe. Giving you more ways to express yourself.
It's so important. In our way of teaching at Academia BSB, vocabulary is where we start. Words are the building blocks, aren't they?
Absolutely. No bricks, no house.
Right. So we'll start with words from your current class notes. We'll see the word, give a simple meaning, maybe a little bit more.
Okay, let's go.
First one, to make up. This means to create something. Or to form something.
Like making up a story.
Exactly. Or, you know, an orchestra is made up of many musicians. It can also mean other things, like making up after an argument. But for now, think create or form. It's quite a useful one.
Okay. Then orchestra.
A big group of musicians, all playing together. Imagine that big sound.
Lovely. And instruments in the orchestra, like violins.
Yes. Those are the small string instruments held under the chin.
And trumpets.
Ah, the brass ones. Shiny, often loud, with the little buttons, the valves.
Right. And when you hear these words, think about the different sounds they make and how they, well, make up the orchestra, see? Using the new phrase.
Nicely done.
Yeah.
Then we had well-known.
Which just means famous or popular. Easy enough.
Yes, like a well-known singer or a well-known story.
And enough. Sufficient. Adequate.
This one can be a bit tricky, the word order. Sometimes it's enough money before the noun.
Ah, but sometimes it's after an adjective, like, are you tall enough?
Exactly. It means having the right amount or being the right degree.
Okay. And one more, maybe. Sideways.
Meaning from side to side, like looking sideways.
Yeah.
Quite a descriptive word.
It is. Excellent. So many great words there for your English toolkit. They really are the foundation.
Absolutely. Now let's quickly look back at your past vocabulary. Reviewing is so important in our method.
It really helps things stick, doesn't it? Like watering a plant, as you said, keeps it growing.
Precisely. So your notes had some activities to practice these older words. We won't read every single answer.
No, but we'll look at the main point, the learning from each type of activity. Maybe give an example.
Okay. For activity one, fill in the blanks, and activity two, match the words you're working with words like aunt, niece, take, comb, daily life words.
And you did really well. It shows you're understanding the context. You know which word fits where.
Like knowing your aunt is your mother's or father's sister. That context is key.
Then activity three, choose the correct option. And activity four, unscramble the words.
Here, you practice picking the right verb, like brush my teeth, not say comb my teeth.
Good point. And unscrambling words like wake up helps you recognize common phrases quickly.
Spot on. It reinforces how words often go together naturally.
Next was activity five. Odd one out. This is about thinking, isn't it? Categorizing.
Yes. Why doesn't the word belong, like in book, pencil, comb, ant?
Well, ant is a person. The others are things, objects.
Exactly. That skill, understanding word types, is really fundamental.
And finally, activity 6, sentence correction. This is brilliant for spotting those little grammar mistakes.
Like seeing my aunt is the brother and knowing it should be sister. Precision.
Or fixing I'm brushing my teeth now. What should that be?
Well, if it's now, it needs the be verb. I am brushing my teeth now.
Right. These little fixes make a huge difference to clarity.
They really do. You're building such a strong foundation. That's exactly the goal at A1. Really well done.
Welcome back. Right. Before we carry on, let's have a little listen to something. See if you recognize this.
I hear babies crying. I watch them grow. What a wonderful world.
Ah, lovely. Louis Armstrong. And did you hear that word, hear?
Yes, hear was in our current class vocabulary list just now.
Simple word, beautiful song. It shows how these words you're learning, they are everywhere in English.
They really are. So, just to quickly recap, we've looked at vocabulary, new words about music and life.
And we reviewed older words, focusing on how those exercises helped you learn, like putting treasure in your chest.
Making those words stick.
Yeah.
Now, pronunciation, how we say the words.
This is so important. At Academia BSB, we think clear pronunciation is like, well, polishing Cinderella's glass slipper. It helps your words shine.
And crucially, it helps other people understand you easily.
So, in your past class, you practiced some tricky pairs. Let's say them again. Listen really carefully to the sound difference. It changes the meaning completely.
First pair, break, like take a break.
Versus breakfast, your morning meal. Listen, break, breakfast. Can you hear it?
Next, hard. Like a hard chair, not soft.
Versus heard, what you did with your ears just now. Listen.
Yeah.
Hard, heard.
And then three similar ones. Pill, like medicine.
Bill, what you pay in a restaurant.
And kill, to end a life. Very different meanings. Listen. Pill, bill, kill.
See? One tiny sound changes everything.
It's like changing one spice in a cake recipe. The whole flavor changes.
Yeah.
It shows why these small sound details matter.
Absolutely. Now, for your current class pronunciation, new pairs. Listen very, very closely, especially the vowel sounds.
Okay. Thin, like on a fish.
Versus fine, meaning okay or good quality. Sentence. The fin on the fish was very fine.
Hear the difference. Fin, fine. Next, pin, the small sharp thing.
Versus pine, like a pine tree. Sentence. She used a pin to hold the picture of a pine tree.
Pin. Pine, good. And chin, part of your face.
Versus chime. Like a soft bell sound. Sentence. He lifted his chin as he heard the bell's chime.
Chin.
Yeah.
Chime. Excellent.
And then some slightly longer words. Let's break them down.
First, orchestra. Say it slowly. Orchestra.
The orchestra played beautiful music.
Good. Next, trumpet. Trumpet.
He played the trumpet very loudly.
And pleasure. Placer.
It was a pleasure to meet you.
And one more pair. Tidy. Meaning neat, organized.
Versus tide, the sea moving in and out. She likes her room to be tidy even when the tide is high.
Wonderful. Really listen to those sounds, practice them often.
Repetition is definitely the key, like singing a nursery rhyme until it's perfect.
Okay, next up is language usage. Now, in our teaching, this section helps you see how words naturally fit together in common phrases.
Like putting puzzle pieces together, maybe, to make a clear picture. It helps you sound more natural.
Exactly. So, from your notes, we have three key phrases today.
To be held up.
It looks like.
And too big for that. Really useful, these ones.
Let's take to be held up.
Yeah.
It means to be delayed or stuck.
Like being held up in traffic.
Yes. Or the example from the notes. The jello was too big. It seemed to be held up by its own size. Delayed because it was difficult to move.
Makes sense. Okay, next. It looks like.
This just means it seems that or it appears that.
Like, oh, look at those clouds. It looks like rain.
Perfect. Or it looks like the violin is smaller than the cello. You're making an observation.
Got it. And the last one. Too big for that.
Means something is, well, excessively large for something else. The size doesn't fit the purpose or the place.
Like trying to fit a huge sofa in a tiny room. That sofa is too big for that room.
Spot on. Okay, let's try using them. We can have a little chat. We'll try to be harmonious, not argue.
Right. Okay. Oh, dear. I wanted to start this next bit 5 minutes ago. I think I've been held up sorting on all these papers.
Yes. It looks like you have quite a mountain there. Maybe that pile is just a bit too big for that little table you've got.
It does look like that, doesn't it? Yes, I suppose I was a bit held up. But right, we're back on track now.
You see, Those phrases just slot in naturally to explain the situation.
Yeah.
Very useful.
And we're back. Shall we have another little musical moment?
Why not? Wake me up before you go-go, because I'm not planning on going solo.
Wham. Great one. And did you hear wake up?
And before.
Both words from your past class vocabulary list and from talking about routines, it's lovely how music connects everything.
It is. So, quick recap. We just talked about pronunciation, how words sound. We practiced those tricky pairs and some new sounds.
And we looked at language usage, how to use useful phrases like held up and looks like learning steps in a dance.
Putting the words together gracefully. Now, the next section in your notes is often called expressions.
Yes, expressions. These are usually phrases, maybe idioms, that add a bit of sparkle to your English, like fairy dust.
They make you sound more natural. Now, for these particular class notes, for your group T253, the phrases listed under expressions were actually to be held up, it looks like, and too big for that.
Ah, the ones we just did in language usage.
Exactly. So while they aren't colorful idioms like, say, it's raining cats and dogs.
Which means it's raining very heavily.
Right. Our phrases today are more general, but they function like expressions because they're common ways to express specific ideas naturally.
So we already practiced them in our little chat. The key thing is understanding when and how to use them in real situations.
Precisely. Practical application is what matters. Okay, on to grammar. Now, don't groan. Grammar is important. At Academia BSB, we think of it like the strong bridge over a river.
It stops you getting lost in the woods, like Hansel and Gretel, maybe. It gives your sentences shape and order.
Exactly. It helps you put the words in the right place so people understand exactly what you mean.
And in your notes, especially in the writing section, there was a focus on prepositions of time.
Yes. Little words like at, in, on, before, after. Tiny words. Huge job.
They tell us when things happen. So important for talking about routines.
Let's clarify them simply. At is for very specific times. Clock times.
Like at 7 a.m. or at midnight. Or even at night.
Correct. And is for longer periods, parts of the day like in the morning, in the afternoon.
Or months, like in July. Or years, in 2025.
Yes, and on is for specific days or dates.
Like on Monday, on weekends, on my birthday.
Perfect. And before means earlier than, after means later than.
Yeah.
Simple enough.
Right. Let's try some examples. An affirmative positive sentence.
Okay. I study in the mornings.
Yeah.
Using in for a part of the day.
Good. A negative one.
I do not study at night.
Yeah.
Using at for that specific time period.
And a question. An interrogative.
Do you work on Saturdays? Using on for a specific day of the week.
Brilliant. Now, your notes also highlighted some common mistakes, which is great. Seeing mistakes helps us learn.
Absolutely. It's part of the process. We saw one earlier. I'm brushing my teeth now. What's missing?
The be verb. If it's happening now, present continuous, it needs am, is, or are. So, I am brushing.
Spot on. Or, if it's a routine, simple present, I brush my teeth every morning. No in.
Another one was, he liked to smile. What's wrong there?
For he, she, it, in the simple present, the verb needs an S.
Right, so it should be, he likes to smile.
Exactly. And the last one we saw, I take care of my niece yesterday.
Ah, taked is not a word. The past of take is irregular.
It is. It's took. So I took care.
Understanding these little rules makes such a big difference to being understood clearly.
It really does. You're doing great spotting these things.
Welcome back. Ready for one last little song snippet.
Let's hear it. We all live in a yellow submarine. Yellow submarine, yellow submarine.
The Beatles, classic. And thinking about location, being in a submarine, it connects to those prepositions we just talked about, like in or maybe under the water.
Nice connection.
Oh.
So quick recap again. We talked about expressions, even though today's were more like common phrases. Still important for natural speech.
And we tackled grammar. Focusing on prepositions of time, at, in, on, and correcting some common but very fixable mistakes.
It's all about being precise with your language, making sure your meaning is crystal clear.
Great then. Let's move on to reading. At Academia BSB, we see reading as, well, like opening a wonderful storybook.
Each word takes you on an adventure, and you see how the language flows together in longer pieces.
Your notes had several reading passages describing musical instruments. We won't read them all out word for word.
No, but let's talk about them. They used lots of the vocabulary we learned today. For example, one text describes something that looked like a big violin.
But it was too big for that to hold under your chin. It had an end pin on the floor.
And its strings were longer and thicker, making a deep, low sound. Which instrument is that?
That has to be the cello.
Spot on. Another text talked about a shiny brass instrument with valves or buttons.
You blow into it, it's loud and strong, heard in jazz.
That's the trumpet, like Louis Armstrong played.
Exactly. Then there was a small string instrument held under the chin, played with a bow.
Light, high sound, the violin.
Correct. And the wooden one, long and thin, held sideways, you blow across a hole.
Sweet high sound, the flute.
Yes. And finally, the one with no strings. You hit it with sticks to make noise and keep the rhythm, loud or soft.
Has to be the drums.
Brilliant. You see how knowing the vocabulary helps you understand those descriptions perfectly?
Absolutely. And for extra practice, you could try describing them differently. Instead of, the cello is big.
You could say.
Maybe, the cello stands tall on the floor. Or, the cello rests on its end pin. Using different verbs makes it more interesting.
Good idea. Using that vocabulary actively. Now let's talk about writing. This is your moment, your chance to tell your own story, like writing your own fairy tale ending.
In our method, writing is where you put all the pieces together, vocabulary, grammar, ideas to express yourself.
The task was to describe your daily routine, using those activity words, complete sentences, and crucially, the correct prepositions of time.
And your notes had a fantastic example from Clarice. It showed her progress, which is wonderful to see. She's a great example of a dedicated A1 learner.
Yes, her final version was brilliant. She used new words like pin, chin, orchestra, sign, find naturally in her own story.
And she used prepositions like to, in, at, on, by correctly to show when she did things. She even mentioned her pleasure in learning.
It showed how writing improves, doesn't it? From a first try with corrections to a really clear, well-organized paragraph.
Exactly. And that's how you can improve, too. Use the words and grammar from today to write about your day. Make it personal. Okay. Next, it's listening. Listening is like trying to guess Rumpelstiltskin's name. You need to listen carefully to the clues.
Huh. Good one. It's not just hearing sounds, is it? It's understanding the meaning behind the words.
Precisely. Now, your notes mention engaging with audio materials. We don't have the specific audio file here.
No, but the general purpose of listening practice is vital. Developing your ear for English.
Listening helps you understand how English sounds when spoken naturally. The rhythm, the intonation, how words connect.
You start to pick out words, you know, even when spoken quickly. You learn to get the main idea.
It's like soaking in the language, letting it wash over you. Really important for overall understanding.
And after listening, we have watching. This is great fun. It's like seeing the storybook come to life right in front of you.
Your notes mention using video podcasts, maybe with subtitles. At Academia BSB, we really believe in using authentic, original materials.
Things like real videos, films, interviews. Why is that so important?
Well, it uses more of your brain. More senses are involved. You see faces, body language, the situation.
Ah, so you connect the words not just to sounds, but to actions, feelings, context.
Exactly. It helps develop your communication skills much more deeply. It feels more real, more natural.
Like how children learn their first language, by watching and listening to everything around them.
Precisely that. It's a very powerful way to learn. And finally, we arrive at speaking. This is where you really find your voice. Like a little bird learning to sing its own song.
It's about taking all that knowledge, the words, the sounds, the grammar, and actually using it, making your English come alive.
And we need to stress again how important practice is. Not just pronunciation, which we worked on.
But also the pace of speaking, how fast or slow you talk.
Yes. Finding a comfortable, clear pace helps people understand you, and it helps you feel more confident too.
Your notes mention that the teacher identified common pronunciation mistakes from the class. The phonetic deviation ratio was plus 33%.
Now, that sounds technical, but it's actually brilliant news. It means your teacher knows exactly which sounds need a bit more practice.
It allows for targeted help, which is fantastic.
And the notes suggested practicing by reading texts aloud, like Clarice's lovely paragraph about her routine.
Why is that helpful?
Because that text used the new vocabulary. The prepositions, the grammar points from the lesson. Reading it aloud lets you practice everything together in context.
Ah, applying it all in a real example.
Exactly. That active practice is how you improve, how your spoken English becomes clearer and more confident with every single class.
So that brings us near the end of our deep dive into these class notes from June 30th. What an effort from Group T253.
Really impressive. You can see the dedication, especially comparing pronunciation work over time.
That phonetic deviation ratio, it shows there's work to do, yes. But crucially, it shows that work is being done. You're focusing on the right things.
And that's exactly what leads to progress at the A1 level. You are actively getting better, which is wonderful.
And this particular lesson was so fundamental for your CEFRL journey, wasn't it?
Absolutely. Greetings, talking about time with prepositions, describing your daily routine. These are the absolute basics for communicating in everyday life.
They're the essential bricks for building much more complex conversations later on.
You know, as we wrap up, I was thinking about something the amazing poet Maya Angelou once said.
Oh, yes.
She said, "Words mean more than what is set down on paper. It takes the human voice to infuse them with shades of deeper meaning."
Oh, that's beautiful. And so true for language learning. It's not just words on a page.
Exactly. It's about using them, giving them life with your voice, connecting with people, which actually brings us perfectly
to our school's motto, the heart of Academia BSB.
It does indeed.
It is not only about the language, it is all about communication.
So keep up the fantastic work.
Keep listening. Keep using that academic sheet for review. Keep practicing your speaking. Every little step counts.
Your English adventure is well underway. We know you'll find your happily ever after in communication.
Absolutely. Until next time, it's goodbye from Teacher Mari.
And goodbye from Teacher Paolo. Bye for now.